Reading from Surrender Unto Me, Chapter 7, Knowledge of the Absolute. This is text 15. Sri Krishna is speaking. Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, who are lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, and who partake of the atheistic nature of demons, do not surrender unto me. Comment. Four types of people are devoid of piety, and thus they never surrender to Krishna. So the Prabhupada writes that such people are not truly learned, and therefore can be considered neither Mahajans nor Acharyas. So the Prabhupada describes each of these four types of Diskritinas in his purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Srila Baladeva Dibhusan offer slightly different descriptions. Mudhas. Srila Prabhupada writes, most often, those who work very hard day and night to clear the burden of self-created duties say that they have no time to hear of the immortality of the living beings. To such mudhas, material gains, which are destructible, are life's all in all, despite the fact that the mudhas enjoy only a very small fraction of the fruit of labor. That's the end of Srila Prabhupada's citation there. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes, Diskritis are of four kinds. Some are mudhas, karmis who are just like animals. As is stated, those who are condemned by fate avoid the nectarian topics of Lord Achyuta and listen instead to impious narrations. They are just like dogs eating stool. And who will not serve Lord Mukunda other than one who is less than human? According to Srila Baladeva Vidyabhusan, Krishna says, some are bewildered, mudhas, by Maya, their intelligence dulled by fruit of work. They think that I, Lord Vishnu, am like Lord Indra, an agent of the law of karma, and that like jivas, I am subject to karma. So that was description of mudas. Now, naradamas. Srila Prabhupada writes, in the Gita, the personality of Godhead clearly states that there is no authority above him and that he is the supreme truth. The civilized form of human life is meant for man's reviving the lost consciousness of his eternal relation with the supreme truth, the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who is all-powerful. Whoever loses this chance is classified as a naradama. Naradamas, according to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, having become civilized human beings by practicing devotional service for some time, later decide that devotional practices are impractical for achieving their aims in life, and thus whimsically discard devotional service. The symptom of their being adhamma, or the most fallen, is their intentional rejection of devotional service. Srila Baladeva Vidyabhusan adds, some people are made into the worst of men by the influence of Maya. Even having received the most excellent status by birth in a brahminical or high-class family, they become degraded to a low-class status by attachment to poetry or wealth. As is stated, such people have been cheated by fate. Abandoning the nectar of topics about Lord Achyuta, they listen to impure narrations, just as dogs eat excrement. Next is Mayaya Aprita Gyanis. So the Prabhupada explains, in the Gita, in plain and simple language, it is stated that Sri Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is none equal to or greater than him. He is mentioned as the father of Brahma, the original father of all human beings. In fact, Sri Krishna is said to be not only the father of Brahma, but also the father of all species of life. He is the root of the impersonal Brahman and Paramatma, the supersoul in every entity in its plenary portion. He is the fountainhead of everything. and everyone is advised to surrender unto his lotus feet. Despite all these clear statements, the Mayaya Apitagyana deride the personality of the Supreme Lord and consider him merely another human being. They do not know that the blessed form of human life is designed after the eternal and transcendental feature of the Supreme Lord. Mayaya Apitagyanis often follow atheistic Sankhya philosophy and therefore think that creation is enacted by material nature. Thus, Srila Prabhupada says that the Mayaya Apitagyanis are, quote, mostly learned fellows, great philosophers, poets, literati, scientists, etc. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur states, some people have the qualification of having studied scripture, but their knowledge has been stolen by illusion. That is to say, they think that only the Narayan form of God residing in Vaikuntha is the eternal object of attainment by devotional service, and the mere human forms of Krishna, Rama, and so on are not. This is described in the words, "Fools deride me when I appear in my human form." Even when those persons are apparently surrendered to Krishna, they actually are not surrendering to him. Srila Valadeva Vidyabhusan explains Krishna's words, "Others, such as the proponents of Sankhya philosophy, have had their knowledge stolen by Maya. The Sankhyas belittle me, even though my qualities of omniscience, omnipotence, and being the creator of all, and the bestower of liberation, are proclaimed by thousands of revealed scriptures. Instead, they whimsically propose that material nature is the creator of all and the bestower of liberation. The reason that they raise hundreds of such faulty and deceptive arguments is simply the influence of Maya." Now, the fourth category of Duskritinas, Asuras. Asuras take shelter of the demonic nature, Asuram Bhavam Ashrita. Srila Prabhupada writes that they are openly atheistic. Such persons, whose very principle of life is to decry the personality of Godhead, cannot surrender unto the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Jarasandha is an example of an Asura. Although he had knowledge, gyan, he hated Krishna and even wanted to kill him. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that Krishna is stating, quote, "Some people have taken shelter of the demonic nature. Demons such as Jarasandha aim and shoot arrows at my personal form, while these persons try to obliterate my personal form. They attack my form with bad logical arguments based on such evidence as the fact that my form is visible. Such persons certainly do not surrender to me." Srila Baladeva Vidyabhusan writes, "Some people have taken shelter of the demoniac natures by the influence of Maya. These are the proponents of the philosophy that the Absolute is pure spirit without any qualities. In the same manner as Asuras tried to shoot arrows at my personal form, the source of all bliss, the Mayavadis attack my personal form, which is proven in Shruti to be the eternal embodiment of living spirits. The Mayavadis thus tried to destroy my personal form with their arguments. The reason for such a mentality arising in them is again simply the influence of Maya." Okay, we shall end here, and we shall continue soon to hear about the pious, not the Duskritinas, but the Sukritinas, who do surrender to Krishna. Hare Krishna.